Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaiter Masechtes Chol and Perig Beis Mishnah Gimel. Quick reminder of the Simanei Shechita. If you know these five things, you know all of Hilcha Shechita, basically. These are the things the Shechit cannot do. Shia, pausing during Shechita. Hadrasa, or drasa, pressing the knife into the neck of the animal. Pressing, in other words, chopping, rather than moving it back and forth. It's not the moving that does the cutting, it's the pressure down that does the cutting. There's chalada, hiding the knife between one of the pipes, the side furthest from the throat, and making the cut toward the throat. There's hagrama, which is cutting beyond the area of the shechita. And there's ikar, which is when you have a knife that isn't smooth, it rips in as opposed to cutting. Zakta Mishnah, Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, hit this as a roish bevas achas. Hit a cut, he went chop. Like you would cut a melon. Psula. What do you mean? And went right through the simanim. Yeah, we didn't shecht through them. You pressed through them. That's why it's possible. Does this mean you have to go back and forth and back and forth? Not necessarily. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hoya shechet. Suppose he was shechting. The hit is a seroish bevas achas. And with one move, he cuts through both simanim. He says, uh-oh, maybe I pressed. I thought I was going to go back and forth. Here in one move, I did it. Zok the Mishnah. That doesn't mean it's not good. It depends how long the blade is. If the blade of the knife measures a full neck's width, literally tzavar is the throat, of course you shech from the throat, not from the neck. But if it measures a full neck's width, plus another full neck's width. So if I line it up to the throat of the animal, let's say it uses up, I don't know, 30 inches on the knife, and then I have another 30 inches afterwards. Meloi tzavar, a full neck's width, more than the actual width of the throat. Ksheira. Try to picture cutting a piece of challah. How many times do you have to go back and forth till it gets from the top of the challah to the bottom? Well, it depends how hard you press, but suppose you're not pressing at all. Can you do it with one move back or forward without pressing? Just pulling back and pushing forward? And the answer is depends how long the blade is. If it's long enough, you can do it with a cutting motion instead of a pressing or chopping motion. Vaitra says the Mishnah Hoya Shechet, suppose he was shechting, if he hit his shnei rashim bevasachas, not just one, but he shechted two animals in one move, pulling back or going forward. Here too, it doesn't mean he pressed. Im yesh betzaken muloy tzaver echad ksheira. He shechted two animals, okay, let's say the width of each of the animal's necks or throats or 10 inches, you'd have to have 10 inches plus 10 inches plus another 10 inches. You always have to have one more width of a tzavar sticking out, protruding out, if you lined it up to whatever you shechted. So if you shechted two animals, that could also be good, as long as the blade was even longer. Ksheira. But medvar memurim, when do we say this? That the blade has to be long. Bezman shehoylech v'lehevi. When he moved the knife forward and not backwards. Or heavy vali hoylach, or he moved it back and not forwards. Avalim hoylach v'heavy? If he did both? He moved it forward and backwards? I feel a koshu. Even if it's a very short blade. I feel a be'izmal, even if it's a little razor. Ksheira, it has to be smooth. But the fact that it's short doesn't bother me. Because if you're going back and forth enough times, you're still not pressing. You're still cutting. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Nafla Sakin Veshachata. The knife just fell on its own and it shechted. Avabisha Shachta Kedarka, it shechted the way it was supposed to. Psula. Shenemer, because the Pasuk says, Vezavachta Vyachalta, you have to shecht and eat. There has to be an act. There has to be a conscious act. Mashat Hazavech, what you shecht at the Eichel. That's what you eat. It can't be the knife fell on its own. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have Kavana for Shechita. Kavana for Shechita is only by Karbonis, only by Hegdish. It could be he just threw the knife off the table and it happened to shecht. He didn't have kavanah to shecht. But it was a conscious act. It didn't happen on its own. That's what you need for cholam. Now we go on to the halachis of shia. That means he stopped in the middle. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Suppose in the middle of shechting, he drops the knife. Picks it up and continues. Nafla sakin, the knife fell. Vigbia, he picks it up and continues to shecht. Or, middle of shechting, I don't know, his hat fell off, his jacket fell off. Stops. And then continues. Naflu Kalov. Some of his clothes fell off after he began to shecht. Vigbi, and he picked it up. Or, let's say, Hishchis es hasakin. He was sharpening the knife, and he became very tired. It's a long time to sharpen a knife. He starts shechting, and he becomes so tired. Ubachavene v'shachar, his friend comes along and says, don't worry, I'll take over. But how much time elapsed in this recess over here, in this stop? Says the Mishnah, im shakedei shchita. The halach is, in any of these cases, if he paused the amount of time it takes to shecht an animal, whatever animal they were shechting, if it was a large animal, how long it takes to shecht that animal? If he was shechting a cow, how long it takes to shecht a cow? If he was shechting a goat, how long it takes to shecht a goat? If he was shechting a pigeon, how long it takes to shecht a pigeon? But if it was that amount of time that they stopped for psula, it is pasul. That's one of the five psula shchita, shia. Shimon says, im shakadei bikr. Shimon has a different shir. He says it would have to be that he paused the amount of time that it takes to examine the knife. Like bikr choylem, to visit. Bikr means to visit the knife and examine it to make sure that it's smooth. That's the main thing that a shaykhin has to do to some extent. That's where, like we said before, you need mamash yirashimayim. Because if you're not a yirashimayim, you don't feel the little bumps over there, little cracks. But whatever amount of time that takes, that's the amount of time you're allowed to stop. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah Gimel. If he chops, comes right down. Instead of shechts, it's pasul. But it could be he shechted that it didn't chop, even though it was with one stroke. If he only went one time, backwards or forwards, suddenly he sees he shechted through the two simanim. That does not mean necessarily that he pressed. We just have to see how long the knife is. It has to measure up to the neck of the animal, to the throat of the animal, plus another space of that throat. Even if he shechted two in one shot. As long as the knife is long enough. So we gave a mashal. Let's say the width of the neck or the width of the throat is 10 inches. He shechted two, so it has to be 10 plus 10 plus another 10. Total 30. Then we say it was long enough for him to swoosh a shecht. He didn't press. But when do we say it has to be a long knife? Only if he did it in one stroke. If he was going back and forth, it could be even a very short knife, even a razor. Assuming it's 100% smooth, then he's shechting, he's not pressing. Then we said if the knife falls, no one threw it. It fell on its own and happened to shecht, not good. There has to be a conscious act, because the Torah says, v'zavachta v'yachalta. But a conscious act doesn't mean he had kavana to shecht. That's only by kachin. Could be he just had kavana to throw the knife, and it shechted, that's good. But it has to be a kavan. It can't fall on its own. Then we have the halachas of Shia. If he starts shechting, he goes, oops, I dropped the knife. Very nice. But it took time for you to pick it up and start shechting again. Or his hat or some other article of clothing flies off. He goes, oops, let me stop and pick it up. I'll continue after he started the shecht. Or he got so tired because he was busy sharpening the knife in the middle. His friend had to take over. How long of a pause would pasul the shechita? The Tanakhama says, as long as it would take to shecht whatever they're shechting. Reb Shimon says, "Kidei bikur." The amount of time it would take to check out the knife to make sure it's a good knife.